Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A health paradox of sorts exists in America. People here more obsessed with fitness and exercise than ever before. You can drive by gyms. They're crowded. They're packed. Not to mention all the people who are out for walks and runs and jogs. And then, of course, there are the yoga studios and the spin classes. You get the idea.
Never liked the spin classes, but that's just me. Yet the country has never been more unhealthy despite all that. Obesity rates in America soaring, creating all kinds of medical issues. New book explores this paradox and why it exists in this country. It's called Fit Nation, The Gains and Pains of America's Exercise Obsession. With us now is the book's author, Natalia Malman-Petrozella. She's an historian at the New School as well as a fitness instructor. Natalia, thank you for joining us today. First of all, just how obsessed are we as a country with fitness now, say, compared to 40, 50 years ago?
Hi, great to be here. Thank you for having me. I would say as a culture and a country, we are more obsessed than ever with the idea that everybody should exercise. And if you exercise, you're a good person. But that doesn't mean that fitness has become more accessible. It actually, I think, quite the opposite.
So because it's not as accessible, even though we do see a lot of people taking advantage of it, well, perhaps more here on the West Coast, we're more obsessively worried about fitness here than we are in some other areas, I would assume. But why are we still so unhealthy? Why are obesity rates rising? Is it because there is a bigger swath of the country that can't access all this fitness?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And first of all, I don't want to act like, you know, exercise is the only thing that makes you healthy. I think obesity and a whole range of other health problems also, of course, have to do with our food supply and what food is affordable. But in terms of exercise, one of the things that's really disturbing is that the tendency to work out is closely linked with socioeconomic level. So if you are more affluent, you are more likely to be making time in your life and to have the time to exercise than if you are poor. And the health outcomes like very much reflect that economic divide. So why is that? Well, you know, I wrote like 400 pages about it, so it's hard to encapsulate. But I would say that like one really sort of big picture way to think about it is that we have seen the rise and the expansion of a private fitness industry over the past like 40, 50 years that has just absolutely exploded and grows decade over decade. It's even bounded back from the pandemic years. On the other hand, the places where everybody should have access to learning how to exercise and to continue to work out through their lives, physical education class, like rec centers, running trails, safe parks, all the rest, investment in those things actually hasn't grown even close to at that level. And those things are constantly being cut back. So I would say that that's kind of at the heart of how we are a nation obsessed with the idea that everybody should exercise. And a lot of people do. But if you don't have means, fitness has unfortunately become another form of inequality in our country.
Well, we talked a moment ago about how things have changed now compared to 40, 50 years ago. As you look forward, do you see things improving or possibly getting worse in this country?
It's a great question. You know, on the one hand, we're seeing growing inequality. And I think that that speaks to, well, maybe there is going to be like a continued have and have not situation around exercise. On the other hand, I do think one thing that is encouraging is the rise of like a very big low cost or even free sector in the fitness industry. Like we have definitely seen, I think, accelerated through the pandemic, but even beforehand, you know, you see all kinds of kind of, you know, gyms that cost $10, $15 a month to join, or even more than that, YouTube channels, Instagram channels, where it's not the same as paying for a service and getting kind of that, you know, higher end, more curated content. But all of that speaks to greater accessibility, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I wonder how much of this is driven by marketing. In America, if there's a way to make money, somebody's going to find a way to make money and they're going to try to find a way to make a lot of money at it. So you've got the fitness industry, you've got people obsessed with fitness. So you've got these marketers who are like, well, we're going to charge you a premium for this. Going to build a super duper nice gym and fill it with the most advanced scientific equipment we can buy. And that way we can justify charging you so much money a month for this. And so therefore, as you say, people who have disposable incomes and who have the time to do that because they're well off are going to take advantage of it. What about other people who don't have that disposable income and maybe no disposable income at all? What can they do to stay healthy and maybe get some fitness in without having to spend all the money? Are there things that people can do just at home with the things around them?
Oh, for sure. There are definitely things that people can do. I would say the first step is kind of realizing that despite all the messaging that we have around us, like if you are finding it very, very hard to work out, that doesn't necessarily mean it's your fault or, you know, that you're a bad or lazy person. Like we all have such different challenges, some of them socioeconomic, some of them like I can afford to go to a gym, but I know as a woman, like it's dark outside here in New York. I can't go running right now, right? It's not because I'm lazy. It's because it's dangerous to do so at night. You can probably hear the sirens outside, actually. Uh-oh. But I would say, you know, that for a lot of people, like, absolutely, I would look on their all kinds of like archived workouts that are on YouTube. Like, honestly, if the difference is between not doing anything or watching like an old Jane Fonda workout, like those exercises are still good. So there's a ton of free stuff that you can absolutely do online. But I would also say that like no opportunity is too small to exercise. If motivation is part of your issue, like they're free and fun things. Like go for a walk or a jog with a friend. Like you guys are in a place with really great weather, right? Go for a hike. Like I think that all of those things are really can be sort of inspiring to get the first step moving, and they don't have to be expensive. You don't need a membership. You don't need like fancy leggings to show up there.
Right. Okay.
I got to have my leggings.
Got it. Sure. Yeah. All right. There's a picture I want to get out of my mind.
No.
Natalia, thank you. That's Natalia Melman Petrozella. She is the author of Fit Nation, The Gains and Pains of America's Exercise Obsession.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.